This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans, boy, difficult story to talk about, difficult story to read, but Justin Zanuck and the Jazz announcing today that he will undergo a kidney transplant. He'd been experiencing reduced kidney function throughout the 2023-2024 season due to a polycystic kidney disease, and will receive a new kidney tomorrow. He received that donation via the National Kidney Registry, which links living donors with receipts in need of a healthy kidney. It goes a step further because this is a disease that's genetic. Immediately, his kids who have been dealing with, and I talked to his wife at a function. I think it was that function that you and I went to a bunch of years ago. I was sitting at a table with him and his wife, and she had mentioned that she was raising money for a lot of unknown illnesses that her kids were dealing with. And when they found out that this was a genetic issue, the kids were then tested, and they will essentially, all three of them, need a kidney transplant before they're 30.
Jeez. Because of the PKD.
Yeah. And so our thoughts are certainly with the family.
Before they're 30?
Before they're 30, I believe, is what the story, the Adrian Wojnarowski story said.
So I want to play some of this sound from Justin Zanuck. A couple of things to keep in mind. I think this is just, it's incredible. The system that we've set up for kidneys is incredible. This National Kidney Registry, so what you do, Scotty, let's say your kidneys stop tomorrow and you need a new kidney. You could go to Lloyd and you could say, hey, Lloyd, are you willing to donate a kidney? And this is how it works. If Lloyd donates a kidney to the National Kidney Registry, they'll take his kidney and make it available for the person that his kidney fits, and then they'll take a kidney that was donated by somebody that needed a kidney, their relative or friend, and they'll take that one that matches you and put it in you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
it may not be a direct swap, but you're getting a kidney.
It's not a direct swap. Yeah. You just have to be able to convince somebody to, hey, look, if you donate your kidney, there's a kidney that does match me. They'll give it to me. And that's what Justin Zanuck's doing. And so he talks a lot about that. But this audio from Justin Zanuck is spectacular. This is Justin talking about his situation.
I got news about 3 weeks ago, and I now have a surgical date, April 2nd. They went into the registry, and there is a donor who is as good of a match as if it was from my own family. And so April 2nd, I have a kidney transplant. My wife had been telling me over the summer, this past summer, that she thought I was more tired. And I said, of course I'm tired. I'm the NBA general manager, and I've been across the Pacific twice and flown 25,000 miles over the period of 3 weeks. Did the physical. Everything was really, really good, except for one thing. My kidney function was at 14%. That is not good. That is technically kidney failure. And I kind of knew it from my family history. My dad was transplanted almost 21 years ago, still alive, doing great, in good health. He has a genetic disease called PKD, which stands for polycystic kidney disease. And I kind of always knew that I'd have to deal with it. Never knew that I actually had it, but knew that that could be a possibility. And obviously the doctors were surprised. I still felt the same. I hadn't had any events that would make me feel like I needed to go to the doctor. So I ended up doing a bunch of research. You know, your first thoughts are like, what's gonna happen to me? You know, what's dialysis like? When's that gonna happen? Transplant, all those things, you know, run through your mind. And what we wanted to do was, you know, get a transplant. There were a lot of things that we needed to do and learn about organ donation, transplant. And I think a lot of people just assume like organ donation is the box you check on your driver's license and, you know, if something happens to you. But what's really cool about medical technology now and science, and it's been going on for a while, is a living donor transplant. This system has allowed people access to better outcomes from organ transplant. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you're just the people that you know, the people that in your circle. What's unfortunate with the genetic disease is that my family, which is usually a 50% chance of having a great match, weren't gonna be eligible. So it was gonna be me being okay with talking about it. And in my job and in my career, I've always been a fixer. I've always been the one that helps fix everything else and support. So it was hard for me at the beginning to talk about me needing to be fixed and needing help. But once I got over that, I started talking about it internally with our Jazz family and my family and friends. And the support and response was just humbling. I had a lot of people that you don't ever expect just saying, hey, I'll go get tested for you. Kidney transplants are one of those gifts that you can give to people to prolong their lives while you're still alive. And it was really interesting of just learning about the process and how streamlined it is and how it's been able to optimize outcomes for patients that extend their lives. There's a lot of assumptions of what people think organ donation is, or think what a transplant is, or, you know, can you live your own life? Can you live a good life? Yes, I can live the same life that I have right now for a lot longer now. The recovery, they're supposed to kick me out of the hospital in 3 to 4 days. And then there's the recovery from the actual surgery, the incision and things like that. But mainly getting the levels right and the drugs right, because I'll be on anti-rejection drugs my entire life. That balancing part, but things go well. They say I can be back to work in 3 weeks, which is amazing. The scheduling of it really makes a lot of sense. We're about to finish the season. We'll have exit interviews and other things that I've basically been doing a little bit earlier this year. And then I'll be back before the combine, when all of our pre-draft stuff. So this kind of month between the end of the season and when we start our pre-draft process is a perfect time for me to be to recover and come back and start watching workouts and be a part of the group. The lesson that I've learned, especially as you get older in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, that it's really, really important to get a physical every year. There are just so many things that if you know that doctors and science and medical personnel can address, but you don't know, you don't feel, I didn't feel any different. I didn't, you know, you go and talk to everyone here, like a lot of people that don't know about this are gonna be shocked. It's like, go see your doctor, go see him once a year. And it's a pain sometimes. We're all busy. We have family and we have kids and we have our careers. And sometimes it's easy to just put that to the side about our own health, especially if we feel okay. And the best thing you can do to take care of yourself is to go have someone take a look. Do it once a year.
Once a year.
Whew, that's good stuff.
And by the way, I fall in that category of guys that just don't go see a doctor. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
I think all men do.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good stuff that he just gave right there. And you know what's crazy to me, Scotty? Well, there's a lot of things crazy about that audio. Number one, Justin, we love you, man.
Yeah.
Really. I know I haven't spent a lot of time with you, but the time that I have spent, you just make people feel really good.
Yeah. I shot him off a text earlier this morning and just said, hey, don't respond to this. I know you got a lot going on. I just want you to know you're in my family's prayers. Your kids are in my family's prayers. Love you. And just shot right back, said, appreciate it, man. You got this, you know?
He's just awesome.
He's just a genuinely good person in a business that doesn't necessarily facilitate good people.
Yeah. And that's all professional sports front offices.
Yeah.
It's hard to find good people in those offices. So that's number one with Justin. Number two, the fact that he's like, yeah, so it's pretty awesome because I'm getting my exit interviews done. I'm going to take a couple weeks and I'll be right back before draft.
Good as new.
I want people to think about that. Think about that. Like, there's people out there that are avoiding work at all costs. There's people out there that, if they were having a kidney transplant, they're taking 6 months.
Man.
And they're milking their employer for everything they're worth. There are people out there that would be like, hey, I've got this kidney thing, and I don't know, it's looking like a 4-5 month process. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're
and what's Justin saying? Justin's like, yeah, it's awesome.
I'll be back in the office in 3 weeks.
They're going to release me 3 days later, and then I'll be back in like 3 weeks.
I love it, man. He's our guy. Well, that's our people right there.
It gives me chills.
Yeah.
It gives me chills, and it makes me think about how lucky the three of us are. Now, you know me. I like to take my week, my couple weeks a year to go be with my wife because I like my time with my wife. I love being alone with her. I like being on trips, so I need that. But, dude, we work the greatest job on earth, and when we hear Justin Zanuck saying, 3 days, I'll be out of the hospital. 3 weeks, I'm back to work. It's like, man, I just love you.
Yeah.
I love everything about that interview. We could talk for hours about it because so many good things.
Just know, Justin, we got you. We love you. We know he listens. And you got this.
Yeah, we do love you, man.